is the Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
All right, let's go. That's good. Well rested, all together. Let's find out how Toledo was. But, oh, before we do that, I sent you guys the video that beware of an epidemic, evidently. I talked to a cop friend of mine that this is an actual issue. I'm driving down, they have this Greek festival over by my house, the Greek church, and it's massive. And I don't even know what goes on there. I rode my bike by it, and it's a bunch of inflatable slides for kids, this weird spinning apple. I don't know what the hell that thing was, maybe a merry-go-round, but it looked like it was going too fast. And then just nothing but tables and tents of people eating, and the worst...
Euros and baklava.
Okay, whatever. The worst music
Musica.
I've ever heard in my life. Greek music is the worst cultural experience you can imagine, especially when it's just a few feet from your house. It's awful. But this thing is 10,000 people at a time. It is packed. Every year it's bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So there's a lot of people hanging around. So on Saturday, I guess, I'm driving back into the neighborhood. And this person, I'm going 25 miles an hour. And it's a residential road. And I know I'm going 25 because I looked down. The lady was looking at me funny from a distance. And I'm like, I'm not even speeding. What's the look? She just starts to spring load herself, gets into this crouch, and just boing, leaps in front of my car. While it's, and I mean like from me to the window. I had to bury the wheel one direction up onto the sidewalk. And I'm like, what the hell was that? So I'm fuming, top of my lungs, just ready to shout. I'm like, well, I'm not letting this go. And I turned the car around, which is stupid, but I did it. And I drove up and I rolled the window. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And she goes, get the out of here, Marky Mark. Did you just get out of here, Marky Mark, trying to steal my identity? I'm like, what? Everybody else is.
Wow, she's on.
And I'm like, oh, crystal meth or a crack. What are you on? I just got out of jail. Shut your mouth, Marky Mark. I'm like, not Marky Mark. I don't know what you're on. What are you on?
You should have started singing the good vibration.
I was thinking about doing that, but I was busy fumbling for my camera to film this lunatic. So I said, stealing your identity. You know you're stealing my identity? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're going to mock me now? You just jump in front of people's cars, you dumbass. So I start berating her with horrible, horrible cusses.
Hey, it's in your trees.
I got a bunch of videos of it. Of her and I going back and forth because I started getting really mad. So I told a friend of mine who's a cop, and he goes, oh, yeah, no, we're having a problem with that, that they're like hallucinating and leaping in front of people on bikes and jumping in front of buses. And
get insurance or what?
No, they're not. They're not home.
They're just hallucinating.
They're going to stop the dragon that's driving down the road, and they're just going to get in front of it and put.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, that's the first time I've heard of that. That's
me too.
Scary.
First time it's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Well, you've always heard of people trying to do it for insurance.
Sure.
Reasons.
Yeah. Right. This wasn't.
Yeah, but not the random.
But this they're just so messed up on drugs that they're doing it for no reason.
I was this gigantic evil villain that came out from the ground, you know, and it probably looked like I was made of steam or something. And she got in front of it to stop it because her brain said, oh, in order for the world to keep spinning, you have to stop this giant demon.
Maybe turned Transformers were going through her mind.
I don't know what was going on, but it was horrifying. And then when I was all done, I'm like, I should have run her over. I would have done the world a favor. She's a nightmare. So, yeah, we can put the video up on the Facebook. It's crazy. Couldn't believe what was going on, but I was just livid. And then after I yelled at it for a little while, and I did, I got into a nice little verbal exchange. I just, at the end, I was so happy and so pleased with myself that I had told her that I hope she has an overdose and dies, like, soon. It was phenomenal. And then I just thought, wow, that was great. What a great moment. Hate made me feel great today, and it was amazing. I don't know if the cracky
much
even
like
absorbed
her
it,
jumping in front of the car for no reason. She heard nothing.
I don't care.
But it was good.
I don't care. That was for me. That was all for me. I knew she was just blank. But I got to say to it, I don't even give it a gender or a specific type of species because it's just something long lost. I got to shout out what we all want to shout out to one without feeling any political correctness or anything like that. I just went off on her for... I don't know.
Could have been fentanyls or methanyls.
Yeah, it could have been a fentanyls. I don't think fentanyls. I think fentanyls lays down more. I think methanyls is more accurate. And she spoke fluent methanyls. It was awesome. So I highly recommend it. If it happens, just hit it.
Like she was yelling at you pretty clear.
Yeah, well, she was
The clouds parted.
Whatever she was. Well, she was answering my questions, which made me think there's some of this. But it's okay. Not registering for later use. Like, she didn't go home and go, you're not going to believe what happened to me. It was over 7 steps later, whatever other dragons and imaginary friends were nearby. But he's like, oh, yeah, no, there's a problem. Like, they'll leap in front of cars. They see stuff. They'll fall off of things. They'll be up on houses. Like, you had that at your place with that glue sniffer that time.
Walter?
They start doing stuff. And then the next thing you know, they're on top of things. They're leaping off of things. They're jumping into stuff.
Did you say what part of town you were in?
It was 20th Street and, Lincoln. It was going in towards that Granada Park. It was in a residential area. It was just cutting through to go back towards my place. It's nuts. So beware. But I do recommend this. If I had it all to do over again, I would have hit her. And that's what I say we should do.
Yeah, what did the cops say? Probably should have hit her.
I'm not going to say what the police officers told me.
Confirmed.
Not confirmed. There were several different angles and various scenarios that he gave me. He laid out. One seemed more exuberant.
Did all of them end in a bloody mess?
No. There were options of, like, look, you did the right thing. What would have happened if I'd have hit her? Hello?
John, you're not going to deck your car out as, like, Mad Max or anything now.
It already is kind of. This was my white Jeep, so I had the steel on it. This would have split her in half.
The freight train rake in front of it?
No, it would have been.
Cattle guard?
Oh, a little meth rake.
Some barbed wire all around there.
Yeah, the steel on the front end of my car would have done a lot of damage.
With good vibrations cranking.
I don't know why the Marky Mark. Even in the video, I'm like, I don't know why you keep calling me Marky Mark.
This is when you know John's lost it. He's just out there looking.
Trying to kill methies. Look, have I lost it or have I finally taken care of things? Yeah, it was just weird. So, yeah, I was pretty. I was real happy I got to yell at it, and then I'm like, I should have taken that to the next level. Nobody's going to believe that thing over me once they do the toxicology. This is an easy walk in the park for Johnny. Speaking of drug use and a lot of driving, let's get to Toledo's.
His Texaco points are unbelievable.
Oh, my God, they got to be huge. You're going to get it. It's like having the pack of smokes, the 100. You're going to get one of them Winston hats or Marlboro T-shirts.
Stamps?
Yeah. You drove all the way to Mexico with, and I was shown photos from your trip. Somebody posted something.
Oh, Lisa and Becky posting them all over.
And it was just nightmarish in the visual.
In what way?
19 kids, 4 adults.
How did the
one
trip
room
happen? Like, did you guys follow each other? Like, you were...
We were
there first, and they drove two cars.
That's what,
because like, they have.
Did you just all pile into one thing, like a giant wagon?
Well, actually, they did pile into one thing. The home they rented together.
Yeah, there was that.
There were 11 of you, 9 of you.
Seven, yeah, 11.
11 people,
4 adults, 7 kids,
in a 2,000 square foot rental.
Mm-hmm.
Age range
1, 2, 3. Age range. I think Ashley's 11.
11 to 50.
To 16.
Those are the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's you guys.
Yep.
Ugh. And kids just nonstop banging in and running around. You went deaf.
No, the kids are in good shape.
Now, how many of them are still in Mexico?
Did you leave
any of them?
We didn't take a tally when we got back.
Came back with a couple new kids.
Yeah, new kids and one with no head, I'm guessing, is in tow.
No, it was good, man. It was good.
It was a good trip all the way. No complaints.
It was so easy. It was
you did not lay down in bed and whisper, if Corey talks about that goddamn softball team. You didn't have no complaints about the people?
No. Because there wasn't a lot of softball talk that needed to happen. The first day they were there, they had to take care of some stuff, and then the rest of it was them doing business.
What does that mean? That sounds like a drug deal.
Some softball stuff.
In Mexico?
Yeah.
Had to move some merchandise.
Well, they have – the team still plays, even though they're in Mexico.
Oh, so he's just phoning in a few things back.
Yeah.
But they're not playing in Mexico.
No, they're not playing in Mexico.
You brought a whole team. I just figured.
This could be your new destination spot because for like $5 you get 8 million pesos.
Going back Thanksgiving, Eric.
Yeah.
You're rich down there.
He's a bajillionaire down there. Walking around with your dick out. I'm Dick Toledo, everybody. King of the beach.
The great thing about that is kids don't understand exchange rate, so they see prices on things. $4,000.
That's too much. You didn't buy him a thing, did you? Smart.
I gave them $20 and let them do their own negotiating.
You are a true, authentic Mexican man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You go down there, you want to I'm not buying that. That's too expensive. That's brilliant.
Yeah, did barter a lot.
King of the world. Mm-hmm. We can have anything you want.
And some Mexican drugs.
And make your... Did you buy me the antibiotics?
I didn't.
God dang it.
I mean, I did get Z-Packs for myself.
I'm surprised your hair isn't braided.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
Is there a lot of braiding that
goes on? That's a big thing on the beach.
C1. We were there for 4 days, Brady.
They'll tie in like braids or... Huh. If you're blonde, they'll just start touching it.
There's a lot of beach vendors.
Yeah. Did you buy it?
A lot of beach vendors.
See, but then you can impress your kids and stuff. Do you like that? That little marionette? I'll buy that. How much is it? $4,000. Here you go. Here's $4,000 for that marionette. And your kids will be like, my dad's rich.
The only beach vending we did was pina coladas out of pineapples.
No. So it wasn't really. So it was kind of a Toledo vacation.
It was great.
Boring. What? No highlights? Nothing? You're in Mexico. You had to see something horrible.
There's a lot of construction practice going on in Mexico.
Practice?
They start buildings. They don't finish them.
Kind of like your woodworking skills.
A lot like that.
So nothing.
The builders run out of money.
Nobody got diarrhea?
I don't know what happened. No, we were worried about it, too, because we
11 people.
We had a great taco stand, and we worried that it was too good to be true.
Yeah. 11 people. Somebody's getting...
Nope. Well, I haven't checked in with them today, but no, everybody's fine.
Well, that's terrible. What a boring waste of 11 people in Mexico. Somebody has to get dysentery or MRSA. Yeah. It's Mexico. Mm-hmm. Somebody's got it. It's
somebody's
you.
Somebody's got it. They're holding
You're
on to
carrying it.
No. Yeah,
you've got it.
Rock solid, baby.
Nothing. All right. Good for you. He's still pooping solids. And Brady, you went back to Ohio. One last trip with Dad to ball game?
Yeah. Hung out with... He didn't go to the game.
One last trip.
Because it was a night game. So you're not getting home until, you know, 1:30. I got home.
Was this the blackout?
Before 2 a.m.
No kidding.
It was a blast.
Yeah. Got the win. No murders. Dad's good.
Walked the, did some after game partying.
Did you?
Yeah.
With the kids?
Which entails
no,
what?
No. It's just a.
Well, yeah. What is the partying?
You're up on
mean?
High
well,
street.
I have a, one of the guys I grew up with. There's a bar there called the Varsity Club.
Yeah.
And they about. He and 20 other guys have the top floor of that above the Varsity Club bar, and it's a private deal. It's really cool setup. And they basically split it throughout the year. It's their after work, they go there,
right.
And they got a it's a bar. And
was it a party or just dudes just sitting
no,
there?
No, people, we, by the time we got up there, you know, 12:30 or 1, Billy and I, that people were out of their minds.
Oh, you
know,
so did you turn into Porkopolis last night, Brady? Or
yeah,
were you?
Yeah.
Right.
It was
now Brady.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The last night of Porkopolis when you drank right. And tried to have sex with 19
years. No, I was not quite that, but no. I could have been.
Oh, you had an opportunity to bang a 19-year-old. Yeah. Tell me about this.
Yeah, all over the place.
There's teens.
No, there weren't teens.
Well, they had IDs, but.
Looking for a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
There's some swinging going on in there. It was
no
good.
No kidding.
Good times.
Right, Brady did not participate.
No.
Didn't slap one around. You know, you're in the sea bus.
How many drinks did you have?
Did you guzzle?
Two. I had two drinks there.
Plastered.
Beers or cocktails?
I had one or two at the tailgate.
So
pre-game.
So in an 8-hour span you had four.
Yeah.
So you're normal Brady.
Yeah.
So you normal. Yeah, you didn't really party. I was kind of hoping when you built that up that there was going to be some sort of a.
No girls with their shirts off or anything like that.
I got
that.
A pinata in my ass.
That kind of thing.
No.
Not buying shots for everybody. Shots.
Sort of like
yeah,
Toledo's
I wasn't
vacation,
that guy.
So, kind of a drag.
I noticed there was a lot of unfinished construction.
Yeah, you were in Upper Arlington, Mexico. And then you got home and Pops is good?
Yeah,
did you
he's
stay
good.
At their house?
Although he's going through a Chuck stage. Mom had to, he needs oxygen.
Oh, he's got the oxygen.
Yeah.
The tanks are around. Huh?
They ordered, so I'll have the first go around with that.
Yeah.
He feels, because he doesn't have his energy, and he's been told that, you know, he's starting to
oxygen
will
help. So he doesn't go out at nighttime now, is what you said?
No, not so much. Unless Bunny Ubers him or someone else actually.
Wait a minute.
What?
Bunny just puts him in a car and
we
sends him
We call it Boober. I don't know.
Oh, Bunny. Like, she literally drives him. I see.
She does.
I
anytime she he wants to go out of the house, it's...
I gotcha. Okay. Man, that sounds dreadfully boring as well. Eric? Yeah?
We had his birthday on Sunday.
Oh!
Yeah. Turned 86.
Holy cow. What'd you get him? What do you get an 86-year-old man?
Yeah, he doesn't
I got
need
him
anything,
a shirt.
Coffin.
This is one of the things that I got him was 1 a.m. in the morning. There's a street vendor, and it's they're selling all these Ohio State shirts, and then a ton of Cleveland Brown stuff.
Ugh.
But the Ohio State one I got, that has a picture of Ohio, and it says, make Ohio great again. Build that wall, and the wall's up on Michigan.
By Michigan.
Yeah.
I see.
Got him that
He's going to love that.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he got
I'm never going to wear that. I'm never going to change my clothes again, Bruce.
He's like you. He likes the Browns and the Bengals.
No, he's probably more Browns. Yeah, he's
really.
He's always been a Brown.
More Charlie Browns. Was at the
I'll
game
tell you
yesterday.
This,
he was texting me.
I'm 100% novelty T-shirt.
I imagine you can buy him pretty much
anything.
Any shirt.
He's like, I like everything right now.
Well, what do you get? You know, I got him anything.
You know what I'd buy him?
Can't get him anything that's, you know, here's a new tennis racket.
Yeah.
A heavy pillow and maybe a blindfold.
A new butt pillow.
What's that?
He has to sit on cushions.
Oh, my God.
Because circulation.
We'll get an Ohio State butt pillow if you can find that. And that's impressive.
Or a Michigan butt pillow.
Well, that's the other thing. You can't go to the games because you can't sit down for that.
You can't enjoy anything anymore. Yeah, heavy pillow with weights on the sides of it so nobody takes the blame for when it goes over his head.
Just another gun.
Yeah. Here's your, for the eighth year in a row, another handgun. This one has less recoil so you'll stop shooting the ceilings. I've tried six times, boy. They're very heavy.
Yeah, he's been passing out all his hunting guns. And Dad, you can't just pass them out.
Sure you can.
There's one for you.
Here's just every time, just a gun, a noose, a knife, whatever. Yeah.
What are these, exercise bands?
Yeah, but they're not what you think. You're not going to be doing any working out here, buddy. Here's the bathroom, a doorknob right here.
I didn't know Hallmark had an End This Sweet Misery section. I love Torp, but that sounds terrible. You got to sit on a butt pillow all day. You can't go out when the sun goes down or I'll get eaten by
he gets
owls
out because,
or something.
He still gets out because yesterday, you know, when he's watching football halftime, I got to go trim a hedge. Like, what?
He's going outside to do some yard work?
Yeah, there's a hedge that needs to be. All right.
Corpus Christi, come on. Anyway, you've seen the, I'm sure you're going to do the story maybe later, but we'll kill it now, the assisted living fight club.
Oh, yeah.
Dude had a fight club with dementia patients.
Oh!
Where was this at?
Texas or something? I don't remember. I don't know. No. It's out I think.
And it worked? He got them to fight?
Well, that's the thing. I think when they forget they're
in
a fight.
It worked for a while until
they're
got
in a fight,
trouble.
You turn them, they'll just start walking right back into a fight. So it depends on, I don't think it's who lasts in the fight. It's who remembers they're in a fight longest.
Every one of them's undefeated.
Yeah, one of them. Well, they also have no wins. What's your record? For what? The fight club. Right now, get up. Then you start beating them up. Yeah, I don't remember where it was. But,
North Carolina.
There, the NC. There they are. Yeah,
there's chicks running this.
Yes,
thing?
They decided to start fighting the old people, basically saying nobody comes and visits these guys. So they
cat fights. There's
so they'd pit them against each other.
70-year-old woman and a 73-year-old woman.
Yep.
Yeah, they had a lot of them had dementia, and and they would fight them. Which at first sounds just terrible. Well, I mean, at every angle it sounds terrible until you really put yourself in the position of maybe being an onlooker.
Hey, they needed some excitement in their lives.
I don't know. I think it's good for them. Exercise they're not getting. Get them to get their heart going again.
Yeah, a little training. It's like your tactical black a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. Only with zero memory, which is what they tell you you have to be as a good fighter.
Feel bad for Mike Tyson on this thing because one of the women running it, last name Tyson, I'm sure they were like, is that your daughter?
These are the things you
that's
think
not
about.
That's not one of the questions you asked.
One of the girls' last name was Jordan. So she got, you think you're hitting Michael up?
My lawyer is horrible. All he keeps asking her is, we're related to celebrities.
And you think really this is going to affect Tyson? Yeah. Like he hasn't had enough issues on his
own?
You had
to come out and make a statement. It's not my daughter.
I think the worst thing that ever happened to me, I can't even, I mean, aside from the rape and my divorce and the drug habits, people asking me if that lady was my daughter. It's obscene.
He's going to go crush somebody and eat
him. The last question a non-star chaser has.
I wonder if that's Tyson's daughter. Let's go through it. Fighting, blackness, Tyson.
Brady.
It all adds up. That is every sign I need to know.
I told you, none of those Tysons are...
She's thick. She likes the fights.
I was completely wrong. The owner from Tyson's Chicken got called.
That's right. Anyway, somehow or another, you ruined this. You've star-chased. Yeah, Tinashe Yvonne Tyson. Oh, my God, Mike Tyson's daughter. You were right.
Told you.
Yeah. Nailed it.
they would take disabled people and they would fight them and then, you know, throw some cash down on the ground.
Did they have, like, a champion with a belt and everything?
Oh, I'm sure that they, on the side,
had a few. You got to make the belt.
That seems like that one's a tough one.
They were like your King Hippo guy for the chess piece because they just picked the patsies out of it.
Yeah, well,
one lady
that's what,
was yelling.
King Leon.
Yeah, it's King Leon. But I wonder if there's a moment where, like, you can't put these two together. It's just a bloodbath. Like, one's a real good fighter. Turns out when you get it all riled up, get it remembering anything bad.
Do they get weapons like brass knuckles or bats with nails in them?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I don't know.
If they could hold up the bat with nails in it and swing it, that would be awesome.
I love that that they asked the facility for a comment afterwards. And what are they going to say? Like, yeah, we didn't know. They're like, additional staff training and more rigorous vetting process for all new existing employees at Danby House have now been implemented. Like, we're not going to have any more fight clubs, we promise.
They come out in diapers and boots.
Yeah.
Here it is. John, isn't this what you do at Tactical Black? You've got some older people up there, don't you?
Yeah, but they don't have dementia. If we had a dementia crew, I've gotten to know the Ackermans pretty well. And there is a rigorous sheet. The system of getting people in the room is pretty, like, you know, you're not going to go in there with dementia or, you know,
what if
felonies.
What if it's like you don't have it full on yet? It's just, you know, but it's coming.
I'm in the early stages of Alzheimer's and I'd love to learn to fight. I think they'd be like, you know what? I think you've got
bigger fish to fry.
Something else to worry about. And I may, you know what? They're also not going to remember to pay.
No, they're not going to remember anything you teach them.
What about the AIDS? Yeah. What if they got the AIDS, you know, because you cut yourself, blood everywhere?
Well, Carl Malone, we learned a long time ago that that's not a thing. But if someone with full-blown AIDS came into Tactical Black, I would assume they'd say, your health records are not up to our standards, and we're not going to accept you as a student at the Tactical
Black.
That's
ridiculous. They deserve to learn how to fight.
No, they don't. They don't. If full-blown AIDS people have brittle bones...
It can watch videos.
And very, very poor immune systems. Probably not a good group activity to sweat on a full-blown AIDS
person. What about Ebola? Can they have Ebola?
Again.
No, again. You're really not. Their standards are fairly high.
H1N1.
And I don't like to badmouth the other.
Flu.
I don't like to badmouth the competition from the Tactical Black, the React defense, but they'll take them. They'll take AIDS. They'll take Ebola. And that's why you should only go to the places like reactdefense.com. That doesn't accept. We're no longer accepting Ebola.
My buddy was training at the Valley Fever.
yeah, that's a good
one. Self-defense.
Either way, though, I mean, you were in one of those. You saw that. If they had a hospice fight club, you're like, oh, this is abhorrent. Who's the champion? Like, you'd want to know.
Some of them they're pretty angry in there. Yeah. I can see a fight club starting.
Yeah. I would sit and watch for 8 or 9 minutes before I broke it up. I would have to know.
So now we've had Fight Club on both ends. We had that preschool
Fight
Club.
The baby Fight Club and the now. Do we pit them against each other? The toddler four or five-year-old versus dementia granny? One's an up-and-comer. One's maybe got one good fight left.
This is life. This is what life's all about.
This is all it boils down to.
You're fighting. When you got dementia and you're old, you're fighting.
Basically,
in and out.
All of your life, somebody's trying to kick your ass. And by the way, also, someone will pay to watch it, no matter what condition you're in. AIDS Fight Club, there's been homeless videos fighting. I mean, it's just...
Somebody just sent us this.
We're a horrible species.
This is from last year.
Yeah, well, they've had that. Yeah, the ex-substitute teacher that ran a fight club. He was just a substitute. He'd come in.
Connecticut.
How great would that be?
He wasn't even certified.
No, you'd walk in and you're like, oh, we got a substitute today. Great. This is going to be an easy one.
He throws down
on you. I tell you what, I don't feel like doing much schoolwork today. You guys want to fight each other?
This is garbage. Nobody's following the rules of Fight Club.
No, we're talking about it.
Fight Club.
Well, that's the surprising thing. I mean, this is the safest Fight Club you can come up with. Dementia patients. They can't
talk
about it. They just have fresh bruises all the time.
I guess those cameras are getting in the way.
But Fight Club, all the Fight Club guys had fresh bruises, and they just explained them away.
Oh.
And then other guys would want in on it. But the dementia people don't even know why they've got the bruises. So you're running the smartest Fight Club of all, a group of people that can't remember they're in one.
Yeah, you just assume they fell.
Right. And I'm like, well, they're very old, and she fell out of bed again multiple times.
But I gave her a couple of shots. I can leave the...
What are your qualifications here for helping the elderly?
Well, I'm Mike Tyson's daughter. I just want to fight all of them.
I've heard about you.
I want to eat their children.
Well, this is great. Well, we need, we have an opening, so.
I wonder how many
Mike
of those
Tyson's
homes.
Daughter. You're an idiot. Oh my God. Tanisha Deshaun Jordan was there as well.
I know.
I wonder if she had a basketball club she started and she's Michael Jordan's daughter. It's all over. You've lost your mind. And Eric, you were in Florida with Dad.
Yes, Rick O'Connell. Right.
And how is he?
I learned some new things about Rick O'Connell.
You seem to do that every time out. Like, he's got a lot of secrets.
My whole life, I've only seen him, like, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, for
total.
A year.
Total?
Total. A year.
Man.
A little over a fortnight with that.
Yeah, yeah. Man. You know. But I go down there. He's a cat guy, right? He's
right.
Got, like, four or five of them damn things.
You do realize, though.
Hurricane rescues, right?
Yeah. But before you go on, you realize that you're saying that you only saw your dad for 4 or 5 weeks still trumps Toledo by 4 or 5 weeks.
That's true.
Yeah. Bragging.
Much
bragging.
Worse.
It's still bragging. Yeah. You and your dad are tight.
Sorry, Toledo.
Go ahead.
But
you have your dad's phone number?
Dick. He could be your dad, too, for a few weeks if you like.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. He'll keep feeding you like his cat. Yeah.
Those cats seem to like a lot of my tweets.
Are so fat. They're ginormous. He gives them treats, like, constantly and talks to them like in baby talk.
Ew. What?
Really?
It's a little creepy, to be
He's
honest.
He's into it.
He's into these cats.
He's an old cat lady?
He is. Oh, he's boy. An old cat lady.
How many does he have?
I think 4 or 5. I don't know. Some of
did
them
you
missed.
Stay at his cat house or did you
Yeah,
stay?
I stayed at the cat house, oh, which boy. Is funny. My daughter's allergic to cats, but we kept her like away.
Yeah, outside.
That's funny. What are some of the names?
We got
Tyson and Mr. Jordan. Yeah, Tyson.
Are they related?
Yeah.
Are they related? I don't think so. Who knows? So.
You realize how racist that was, right?
Yeah.
She's black. She fights.
No, I don't.
It's got to be a Tyson. Got to be a daughter of.
He was just in Columbus.
For That's the true.
Week, for the week.
He was in Upper Arlington. Yeah. Black people got confusing again.
I forgot. I know they're not all related.
And then I found out he doesn't like theme parks and rides because we went to Universal Studios and he gets off these rides and he's turning.
He's sick.
Yeah, and he bitches and complains about him constantly.
But
I'm like, well, don't
on.
Ride
yeah,
him.
Stop
then.
Getting on.
Yeah,
this is an easy ride. Solution. You're in a line to get on one. Don't do that.
Yeah. So
he's got that
that's
vertigo
how dedicated
there, whatever it is.
Father he is. He wants to ride with you.
I know, but don't do that. You don't have to. Yeah, we're fine.
How did the cats do on the rides? Were they just always with him?
Yeah, he's always got
get him tied to
he's
him.
Carrying him around.
He's got the kitty Bjorn.
He's still got that wife of his?
Yeah.
She's a cat lady too?
Yeah, they're cat people.
Man, oh man.
It's just fine to be cat people.
Sure.
It's just you've fed them. You've overfed them.
They're fat.
They're
unhealthy.
Yeah, they should be in the Brader Report.
As giant, fat, novelty joke cats.
Yes. My daughter thought it was hilarious, though.
Because they're
She
big,
loved the fat cats.
They're round. Manhole covers with feet. Doing that thing when they're hungry.
He thinks every time they purr, they want a treat or something, I guess.
Furry balloons.
No, that's their heart fluttering. Yeah. It's the racing heart of the dying cat. Man, that's a lot. Well, and that's it. You just hung out with cats and went to the beach every once in a while.
Yeah, I went to the beach. I know I sent Brady that photo because I know he hates the beach.
It looked beautiful.
It was very nice. And then Universal Studios. You've been, you guys.
I've been to Florida.
I haven't been.
But yeah, the Florida one's crazy. But Halloween Horror Nights.
Awesome.
Is so cool.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I've missed out on that all these years, but because you go in late to the park and then. They just shut it all down. They had Stranger Things and Us and Killer Clowns from Outer Space, House of a Thousand Corpses.
Well, I'm thinking This Is Us, the NBC show. I'm like,
no,
that's just that. Sadness.
Do they hand out?
Kaylin was okay with all this.
They
no,
hand out boo necklaces.
With, gotcha. What's that?
At Kings Island for the like kids Kaylin's age or younger, they hand out a boo necklace that flashes so that
Brady
keeps them away from scaring them.
Brady,
it didn't work.
This is Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Stop it.
This is not Kings Island. All right.
This is
we have a thing better than Universal Studios of Orlando.
Way better.
International destination. We have Six Flags Kings Island.
They said.
Well, excuse.
Yeah, no, that is a moment to be snobby. Because that's like me going, I was over at.
No, the point, again.
Magic
thank
Water
you for
House.
Taking it the other way.
I didn't. He did.
The
I'm
point
just
is,
helping.
Did they hand out blue necklaces for the young
no,
kids?
No, they didn't let them in. They said if you're under 13, you shouldn't come into this thing.
Because it's better than Kings Island. Yeah. I was at Hurricane, by the way, it's kind of similar. I was at Hurricane Harbor for a couple hours this weekend.
Where's
it's a
that?
It's a Six Flags resort community. Up there, Hurricane Harbor.
I'll have to check that out.
It's pretty sweet, Six Flags. It's on pace with the Disney Universal whole thing.
Oh, is it Rawhide this weekend?
Oh, also the Greek festival.
Did they hand out boo necklaces?
No, they didn't. They had an inflatable slide. I was like, what? And then Eric's dad got on there. Like, I know they're brutal, these billion-dollar rides here.
So back, so you and Lisa just went.
Yeah, we went.
To get scared.
So cool. They had a bunch of Rob Zombie stuff.
That sounds great.
And the weirdest thing is, so the Stranger Things, because it's got a bunch of kids in the show, right? You go through the haunted house, and they're all kid actors, I guess.
Children's. Or yeah. Midgets. Maybe they're just midgets.
No, I was trying to see if they were midgets. They weren't midgets. Because 11, they had multiple, like, 11s throughout this haunted house. And she's, you know, got the they shaved their head. They look just
no
like.
Kidding.
I'm like, so these kids, like, aren't in school? Maybe they're, I guess it's a big job to get.
Yeah. You might
that
be
at Universal Studios.
Get a tutoring thing.
But you think about it. I mean, they're doing it the entire month.
Yeah.
It's like. I don't know. Child labor laws? I don't know what's going on here.
Paying attention in Florida.
They want authenticity. So.
It's Universal Studios. This is their opportunity to make it, Eric.
Kings Island.
This is their audition.
I'm sorry for making fun of your Kings Island.
Very upset about this.
How dare you?
No, but that's a legitimate point.
All right. You've got little furrowed eyebrows over the Kings Island. Calm down. We like Kings Island, too. We just would never go there. It's in Ohio, and it's small and useless compared to where Eric was.
I mean, Universal Studios, everybody knows.
Yeah. People in France are like, we could go to Universal Studios, middle Ohio, the Carnival Rides.
It's a big place. Scooby-Doo's there.
I heard what happened
Eiffel Tower.
The State Fair while I was down at Universal Studios. Did you hear about that ride that got stuck?
No.
And they're all upside down for
6 minutes.
A ridiculous amount of time.
I didn't hear
anything. 6 minutes is too long.
I don't speak Spanish. Didn't hear about that.
Well, State Fair, you know, Universal.
Yeah. Same. Yeah.
I tell you one thing, they wouldn't do it.
Here we go. Go get them, Bogan. Tell them all about the Kings
and
Island.
Kings Island?
I chatted with somebody this weekend, and they said that something about their brother-in-law's Ohio, and I'm like, Ohio State. I'm like, oh, are they Ohio or Ohio State? It's like, oh, likes Ohio a lot. Yeah, they all do. Something weird going on there. Like, you can't bring something up outside of Ohio from somebody with Ohio. They'll be like, especially when they just get back. Like, Brady's fresh from it.
Yeah.
No.
So excited
about
it.
A week away.
I know, but still.
Man, I couldn't. Stop talking.
The love is in your heart.
There is a lot of love for Ohio that just doesn't make sense. You can find comps in Ohio to anything when you're from Ohio. Like Indiana's got a fun park, but ugh. Do you know where it is? It's in Indiana.
Ugh, yeah.
Yuck. You talk about the beach and stuff, like, and then they'll bring up the dunes at Michigan City, and you're like, no.
The beaches at Lake Erie.
No.
Not a good comp.
No, you can't throw your Midwestern hometown
Catawba Island
in with international destinations. You can't do it. You just can't do it. People in Africa are wandering around speaking clicky tongue at Universal Studios. If they're in Kings Island, they're lost.
You know what it is? It's like the Lake Havasu thing with the London Bridge.
Yeah.
Like you could go to London and actually see all their cool stuff. Or you could go to Havasu and see the London
Havasu's
Bridge.
Havasu's London Bridge is actually kind of a neat architectural thing. Yeah. They moved
they
an entire bridge. But it's not London.
He brought it over.
It's 140.
And he didn't he didn't know. He thought he was bringing over kind of like the Tower Bridge, which is the famous one in London. London Bridge is a basic stone bridge when you go over there. The guy, McCullough.
They're getting rid of their garbage is what they're doing.
It's essentially the Kings Island of bridges.
It is.
Yeah, by comparison.
It's State Fair.
Yeah. I mean, it's like having your own home Jenga.
Kings Island is major league. Major league.
He still went back at it. Couldn't let it go. It's just its own shot.
State Fair bridges.
Not gonna let that stand. Anyway, I discovered, though, this weekend, people ask me, what are you doing? I'm like, absolutely nothing. Don't you get bored? I'm like, no. I could live in a house hotel. I could do nothing. I talked to my dad about this. I've talked to Tripp about this. Retirement for some people. I went to a fall league baseball game.
I think it's going to be pretty easy.
Oh, it's going to be so.
This is Wreck-It Ralph at Kings Island.
All right, it's just a dude. It's what you do when you dress up as Guy Fieri. That's Brady as Guy Fieri.
Is their Wreck-It Ralph,
that is
Brady.
Their...
You can see into the woods,
he's
Brady.
Not,
I mean...
He's not an employee.
Yes, he
yes,
is.
Yes, he is.
Those people dress up.
I know. As Wreck-It
Believe
Ralph?
Me.
What?
Kings Island, when I was there, is Hanna-Barbera characters.
But which was the, 40 years ago?
At the Halloween thing, something that they do that is, I thought they
Are you
going to
talk about
this.
Kings Island more?
No, I'm not. But one of the things that they do over there.
Stop defending that terrible, low-quality, non-movie version of Wreck-It Ralph.
Brady Bunch was at the Kings Island.
I know, because it was the cheapest place to film. It's cheap to film there. And I know they lost the plans at that particular episode.
What a race.
Brady, I've been to both. Sorry. Cedar Point is clearly better
Cedar
than
Point.
Kings Island.
Yeah, another
Mecca.
Great place
another
in
Mecca.
Ohio. But they're just comping Ohio destinations. You know what else is better than that? Dying. Not being there. Standing in a puddle
we'll
of your own
disagree
piss.
On that.
Oh, I totally agree with that. You put me back in the Midwest or just say, hey, you got to spend a day bathing in your own urine and be like, I'll be in the, where's the tub?
After my weekend, I'll take Mexico over Kings Island.
Yeah, Mexico and the Midwest to me are about tight.
The Incredible Hulk roller coaster had 7 loop-de-loops.
Oh,
yeah. Cool. Scary
how many loops does Kings Island have? This is what he's getting at.
We got a loop-de-loop you can do 7 times. There.
You got to get in line 7 times.
Well, if you want to get in the roller coaster thing, then you got to take it to Cedar Point.
We have the Fantastic Chunk. A small, not as well-known character. He's red, gigantic. Don't get him angry or hungry. And he's got a loop-de-loop.
Anyway, well, the battle will rage on forever between Brady and Eric on what's better. Universal Studios Orlando, international destination, or that thing that's on the screen right now with a heroin... heroin tents.
Is that a cottage? What is that?
And then like Swiss Village.
That's the.
There's one piece of track.
And I'm guessing a small water ski show.
It's on both sides. There's the.
Ooh, oh, wow. Look at that.
Great log flume.
Whoa. That is impressive, Brady.
How has Universal not copied this and burned it to the ground?
There's
the roller coaster.
No loops,
they had
though.
The Beast for
and there's
a while.
The fake what? Eiffel Tower. For
the
no
Beast
reason.
Was up, and then they had the world's largest wood roller coaster.
Uh-oh,
for a while,
this is
but
why
then,
you like it.
There's a
but somebody died.
The roller coaster battle continues.
So Eric, you were at Universal. Did that have any Jurassic Park stuff still?
Yeah, Jurassic
there's
Park. The entire
Kings Island. There is a single statue of a dinosaur. You had what again?
Jurassic Park.
Right,
they
the
had,
ride. Right.
Yeah, multiple rides
of
in the
animatronic
Park area.
Amazing dinosaurs that. People marvel over for decades. And they have a statue of one at Kings Island. That's pretty realistic.
Uh-oh, they got a second one.
Oh, my goodness. It's the Brontosaurus.
He doesn't move.
He doesn't move.
Kings Island. I can just hear Brenneman's on the way to the airport. Oh, boy. I don't even know how they're talking about. Universal Studios versus Kings Island. There's no comparison. Kings Island in a runaway.
That Harry Potter land is an actual recreation of the entire damn movie.
Yeah.
Hogwarts
Quidditch,
Castle.
Everything.
We have Larry Potter. the local chef, an entrepreneur. And he built a thing called Swiss Village. Lots of cheeses and different types of chocolates.
People go on there and they can throw clay on wheels at Larry Potter. Right.
Larry Potter has a little wand.
There's a dragon that shoots fire on the top of off the top of a building.
That's pretty neat.
You're losing the battle. So
that's
far.
Really cool. And I don't like Harry Potter at all, but
yeah, they have
the train.
Oh yeah, the recreated train.
We have a train.
It's a miniature.
It's a small. Goes around the whole thing.
Goes around the Old West.
Oh.
All right. It's enough. I think there's a clear-cut winner.
Fair point.
Points by me.
That was great, though, how you
there
got
does.
All defensive.
Yeah. You don't want to beat a dead theme park. Boy, oh boy. Well, me talking about retirement, I now know where I don't want to go. I could see why Florida's a draw. There's stuff to do there. Kings Island. They do have that fair. And then the Greek festival. You'd like that, Brady. It's the Kings Island of the Greek church. And
I've wanted to check out that Greek festival.
Have you? Why? What's the draw? It's just food. I swear to God.
That can be a draw.
But it's 10,000 people just standing there.
Right.
That's just, it just looks awful.
Maybe got a little big.
And then that music is horrible. Just this.
Opa!
Oh, I wish it was Opa. It's some sort of, it sounds like an orchestra tuning up and that's the song. It's just, but people love it. I don't get it. It's just a sea of humanity. And that's the, it's just nuts. And the parking's
Oktoberfest, Taco Fest.
There's a lot going on. The weather's great, but this Greek festival. And look, they're doing something right. They got a ton of people, but they got to do something about Greek music. There's a reason that whole country went bankrupt. People are trying to not hear there. Just get out. Run. Ugh. And they got kids performing. What's to see that? Children performing Greek dances. Like, you're all from Phoenix. None of you know this.
They're into their heritage, man.
Nah, nobody's even Greek.
Nobody's Greek?
Oh, they're all...
they're all lying?
All of them.
They did 23andMe, and they got, like, 5%, maybe.
At tops. They're all, like, little weird white kids that go to Brophy that hang around.
My friend Vasilius Prokos?
Yeah, none of them are named that. If there is one... If I went in there and there was a kid going, Vasilius Prokos, you like the juice? I'm like, hey, you're one of them. There's nothing. But people come out with sacks of lamb meat. I mean, for this event, I'm guessing, 200,000-300,000 lambs were slaughtered because the people that they just go in and just eat nonstop
gorge on meat
and listen to this just hypnotically horrible music while their kids play on inflatable slides. It's huge, but I don't get it. I don't know.
Is native to Greece.
Yeah, it is very, and that's what when I rode my bike by, I'm like, God, it's almost like being in the Greek Isles. It's 95 degrees. There's nothing here that reminds me of water. A field with some tents and then these inflatable red slides. It's just like that. What are the coastline with all those white buildings?
And Mykonos.
Topless beaches.
Eric, Universal Studios sounds truly great. Can I go with you next time? Signed, Kirby.
There's kind of a tariff at Universal Studios. Might hit Dad in the wall a little harder. King's Island, I got a guy. Get us all in for 12, and we'll get the behind-the-scenes look at Wreck-It Ralph putting on his wig and being ready in less than 3 minutes.
Brady,
that was amazing.
Another one. I've been to King's Island. I'd rather go to our fair and hang upside down for 6 hours.
Yeah. I wonder if you went back, if you'd be like,
oh, it does kind of suck.
Or if you would...
I went back for it was the October thing.
The nostalgia.
They had the Halloween set up.
So it's Universal again. What's the boo necklace? It just scares kids?
It lets the... Because there's so many people dressed
people
up.
Oh, so people don't try to...
You don't scare the kids. So it flashes.
They're not allowed to be scared.
I'm surprised that's allowed, to be honest. Like costumes.
Oh,
for the general party goer. Like you don't
again,
want
in this, they fogged the whole park where you couldn't even see at night. And,
good. For the children to see any of this.
And they let other people, there's so many people dressed up as...
Welcome to King's Island Cataract Night. Everyone enjoy.
I can't see!
Yeah,
Universal, they're not allowed to wear... You can't wear costumes or masks. Well, people were wearing... Some things, but
you're going to shoot everybody.
But yeah, that's how you separate, I guess, the zombies are walking around scaring the crap out of people and jumping out of stuff.
Next thing you know, somebody comes dressed up, they go in there, they grab a real costume, they pop out and start slaughtering folks.
That actually happened at Disneyland when I went. The guy was a Star Wars nerd, and he's in there trying to pretend like he's talking to kids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's not even part of the crew because he didn't have a name badge on or nothing.
You can't have that.
No, you got to be careful of that. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Get out of here, Wreck-It Ralph.
Never happened. You know the King's Island costume guys because they look like hobos with bad wigs on. I'm going to wreck it. No, you're just a hillbilly. Go drink somewhere else. I'm going to wreck it. Stop it. Quit following my family around.
Your name tag is a crayon.
Anyway, At 7:01. What do you got on the big board of musical treats as our recap of vacation was?
All right. Wake up song brought to you by BKD's. I was there last night for the Steelers Massacre.
Yeah. Oh, it's great stuff.
It was a good game, actually.
Yeah, played pretty well.
A lot of people came out. I want to thank Tom, his wife, Brittany, the drunk guy, the drunkest person I've ever met.
Really?
Besides yourself?
Besides me.
You ran into a mirror?
You think I was a drunk? This guy is bragging about drinking a handle of rum every day for a year and a half.
Oh, it's Nicolas Cage leaving Las Vegas.
That's what I was like. And you're still here?
Yeah.
I don't know if he was so drunk he was bragging about something that didn't actually happen. You know, stories get bigger when you're
a little bit
drinking. So I was like, all right, I guess I'm impressed. I don't know. A handle
he
a day.
He found you and tried to tell you, you got nothing on me, brother.
And Ryan McGee, who came by, I'm naming his entire name because he left without paying his tab. He Toledo'd BKD's.
He walked on BKD's?
And so I paid...
how much? Like 30 or 40 bucks?
It was like 68 bucks.
Ryan?
And it was real nice of him to buy me drinks, too, so I appreciate that.
So he put it on his tab and then bailed.
Yeah, and then he bailed. Ryan McGee.
I gotta say, nice work, Ryan. That's pretty good.
One of our listeners.
But Eric, $55 worth of drinks and made him pay for it.
So,
that's pretty solid. Well done.
Pantera's up here. Helmet, Motorhead, Tooth Grinder, Marilyn Manson.
Tooth Grinder.
It's a good song.
I know. Let's do Tooth Grinder. That's a good one. That'll be great. Yeah, again, talking to my dad, talking to Tripp, and they're like, what would you do if you retired? My dad's always like, I don't know what I would do with my time. I'm like, that's just ego. That's completely ego. You thinking that you're that important to things. They'll replace you tomorrow. You'll be fine. Do whatever you want. I was at a fall league game. My friend retired early, Craig, sitting next to me. And I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, whatever I want. I'm like, you're like me. I'm like, retirement sounds so great because you can just do nothing all day long. And I'm great at it. I'm great at it.
It's tougher. They talk about people like, Chuck, our old boss, but being in the CEO position or something like that, or
you become mentally irrelevant.
Yeah,
in your
and
own
that's
world.
A tough pill.
But you
to swallow.
gotta swallow that.
A guy that sold his business.
You gotta recognize that's what you are anyway.
Right, and a lot of them.
You're a piece.
Aren't ready
you're a
for
cog.
It.
It's okay. You did enough. Stop it. And I know if they're just gonna keep throwing money at you and stuff, it's hard to walk away. But certain point. Good Lord, man. Experience life. Doing nothing for a little while and recognize that that's better than having some sort of status or title.
And accepting the run that you had because all of a sudden you're now average Joe because you're talking about, well, at one time I ran
so what?
These companies or at one time I had this thing and you feel like you're not to that level.
Then start lying.
I think that's the reason why that's the hardest struggle.
Start telling people you did more than you did. Who cares?
Well, no, it doesn't
you're
matter.
You're a retired old
you
man.
Been,
yeah, where do all these fact checkers come from?
Yeah. What if you're like, oh, I used to do this. And like, who cares?
But you got to understand, when you're saying that, you could build it up as much as you want.
Right.
Doesn't matter. You're not doing it.
Sultan of Brunei.
I don't care. You're up on the tee.
Yeah. Nobody,
I mean, because that's the hard pill for them to swallow.
It's like, they just need to step away because there's nothing better than nothing. Really, seriously, just outstanding. People. I would get so bored. Well, then find something to do. I'm the boss. Like, you can be the boss of nothing. God, I got so good at it. I didn't know what time it was. There were certain times I just didn't know what day it was or time. And it was thrilling. It's like, oh my God, I've escaped the time-space continuum. I'm wherever and whenever I want. Clocks didn't matter. I slept on my own time. Got up and did my own thing. Didn't matter. I'm so prepared for a lifetime of nothing.
Live your best life, John.
That's it. Be your best you. Hiding, not hiding, doing nothing. You used to be somebody, and now I'm the guy who doesn't do nothing. It's great. Yeah, it's. I think retirement is all ego. I think guys look forward to that, and it becomes all ego, where it's like, I have to continue being important, or I'll waste away.
Yep.
You don't. Just embrace the tar out of nothingness.
Maybe it's a mental thing when you turn like 60 or 70.
Could be.
You feel insignificant.
It could be.
Like
no
right
one
now,
listens to me.
Man,
no one,
sure. Like you could
tomorrow.
Retire right now because you're young and you can still go enjoy things.
Yeah,
but
that's
like,
right.
Retiring when you're 70 and...
See, to me, it sounds like you should do it more. Like, because you don't have much time. If you're 70 and still able to work, you're 70 and able to play. At least for a little while. I would quit in a heartbeat. I keep talking to Tripp about it. I'm like, you better not leave. But, man, I don't blame you if you do. I'm not going anywhere. I like it, man.
Work till he's dead.
Yeah, I know.
Like Chuck, right?
Chuck worked, like died at work a couple of times. You need to stop working. Well, then what would I do? I don't know, but it would make it so I got to stop feeling your pulse every time we have a meeting.
Yeah, if you drag your oxygen tank to work, you should probably
and it's not temporary.
Yeah, you're going to have this the rest of your life, and, this oxygen tank.
In permanent October, tank. Chuck's Halloween Town was unbelievable.
Yeah. It was on pace with King's Island. It was more horrifying.
Much better. There's a bigger budget.
Open the door of his office. Welcome to the horrors of aging room. Oxygen's low.
Yeah, he went too far with that.
He pushed his life right to the end. I'll see you tomorrow. Chuck, you're literally dead.
I will be there.
Just a flesh wound.
If you guys want me to work through my death, I'll be there.
We don't. We don't want you to work at all through your death.
Didn't he offer that to Hubbard?
He did.
He wanted to stay on.
I'll stay on another year. Sir, your physical form is laying on the ground, and I'm speaking to your soul. Let's just pop back up to tell us you'll be here Monday. I know this is off-putting, my soul leaving my mortal coil to tell you that I'll be here Monday to continue working, but you guys can't do this without me. And I don't need my oxygen tank, seeing as I'm an apparition now. But I get a lot done. I just need people to carry things for me. Lane!
Got to the point where that hose is going throughout the office. People are stepping. Get it off it.
Yeah, I went to
cutting
his
off
house.
The oxygen.
I went to his house at the end, and it was just, it was like a series of hookah tubes. All the walls had like tubes in them, and like he's got a big system, and he's walking around going, I'm just bored. Like, you're tethered to the house because the only air you can breathe is manufactured in your garage. I can get to the office. No, you can't. And then he'd mindlessly babble something. I'm like, you're all done here, sir. I think I'll travel. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's what sucks. You finally retire and you can't travel. Yeah, can't do anything. Can't even go to Flagstaff.
And then what happens? Your wife does all the traveling without you.
I think I'll never think that much of me as to say that, wow, this, it's just, that's all my identity is. Man, I want my identity to be, that guy does anything he wants. I want that title. I want people to look at me and say, that dude right there does anything he wants.
You
want
to be like Elon Musk?
Who just,
you know, he's bored, wants to go to Mars.
Exactly. I'm just going to build a little capsule and maybe go to Mars. And you guys would think I'm crazy. Like, I'll see John. I haven't seen him for a few months. I'm in my garage. Ting, 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 ting. What you building? Capsule to Mars.
Huh?
Why are you doing that? Because I don't have anything to do. I'm just doing things I want. If it works, I'm brilliant. If not, I've killed tons of time enjoying something. It's just amazing. Doing nothing is the goal. Yeah, Toledo could arc up. I'll help you collect the animals, and then we'll do. You know what we would do, Toledo, when we retire? Never mind. I got to work with Toledo some more. That's another job. I was going to say we could do a reality show, The Real Ark, and we start collecting the animals, and then just show what would have really happened on there when the lions start eating all the zebras and the elephants stampede over everything.
A lot of blood.
Well, I guess Noah had some sort of elixir. So we drug them and make them worse, and then we got to stay on that, though.
And he had the power of God.
Right.
Why don't they do that? They have one of those religious theme parks down there in Orlando. Maybe they should do that.
Well, they built the Ark. They have the Ark. It's a place, but they don't put the real animals.
Why not? Let's see this thing.
They know exactly what would it.
And then there's
because it would eliminate the story.
Bible Land in Kentucky.
It would. Yeah, Bible Land has it, but they eliminate the story.
I want realism.
Yeah, so do I. I want that arc to have a real thing. Like the giraffes are just in there and you just see their necks get pulled down. Blood shooting out of that arc like crazy.
I had some Baptists come to my door yesterday, right in the middle of football.
Oh, that's criminal.
They have to, like, their return rate on that one
He's
has to be really low.
New church in Europe?
I don't know. It was they had a kid with them. It was two guys and a little kid. I don't know if the kid's supposed to make me feel like I need to talk to them.
It's so you don't shut the door.
I'd like to shut the door on the kids.
You're nicer with a kid.
I told that one guy to go F himself on the porch.
Yeah.
With his kid, because he wouldn't stop talking about Jehovah's. Like, look, it's 8 in the morning. You can come back later, but right now I'm very sleepy. Just want to talk to you a little bit more. Like, nope, I didn't want to do this, but I'm going to have to say, get the off my porch.
I've never had the Baptist, so that was different.
Baptist is a new one.
Yeah, they had the flyers and wanted to talk to me about God and going to church.
Out there evangelizing.
Is it the same flyer? I mean...
Well, no, it's a different religion.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's
They just have some stuff scratched out.
They just—it's the same flyer essentially.
The company, probably same company. They probably all use that. You know,
were they hip new millennial Baptists?
Yeah,
we call ourselves Bappies.
Yeah, they were in their 20s or
Bappies.
Yeah,
they're trying to make it cool because nobody's going to church anymore under the age of 60. So
we go to Bappies. You can come to a Bappy heaven. We got food and.
But I was thinking, should you be in church right now? It's Sunday.
Yeah,
football's on.
Quit bugging me.
The press
just
is
finished
on,
up on fire. Just got out of the service. Let's go out and save some.
But don't do Bappies have a day of rest on Sundays?
I guess not.
Not really. You go to church and
bother Bappies. People.
So it's not like
a new millennial Bappy.
Not like the Mormons.
Every day's a working day for the Lord.
With the Bappies. I thought Sunday was the day off from the Lord. I thought he told
Sunday,
don't do
anything.
Yeah, that's the day off.
Yeah, there's certain churches that will do that, and it's really the
not the Bappies though.
Not so much.
It's part of their thing
to
really go out and bother everybody on Sunday, too.
Because the press is on. Both of our boys have been getting invitations to Mormon events.
No, that's pretty – well, it's Mesa. You're going to get
steak day. Oh, yeah. You can't escape it.
They go to Bappies at the door just standing there going, hey, man, would you like to join Bappies? I'm like, no, I don't really want to be part of Bappies. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening. I was playing Fortnite. We're so hip, us Bappies.
5 o'clock, we got Bappy hour.
Oh, man.
That would get great. Both of our boys –
the
if
Fortnite
they, if they're playing Fortnite
at
church.
Because churches and pedophiles, very similar approach.
Bingo, they lure him in the same way.
Yeah.
Bappy's Fortnite.
Bappy's banging on my door on a Sunday. He's getting a foot in the nuts. I want to talk to you about the Lord. Oh, you know what I believe in? Kicking dudes in the nuts. That's my passion in life. So when you're
done. I missed Matt Bryant's field goal attempt.
Oh,
what the hell,
don't
man?
Bring it up. Cardinal fans.
Don't worry, they replayed it.
Cardinal fans want to ignore
it. Wasn't even a field goal.
Or extra points.
It was extra point. It was the tie. Anyway, it's a long story. Take your win, Cardinals. That's good. I'm going to sit back with my boy, Duck.
Brady,
Hodges.
I will say you look better than Matt Bryant. You look healthier.
Yeah, Matt Bryant does look like he's
man, good. Did he age quick.
Holy cow, yeah.
He's only 42.
Put that helmet back
42?
On.
42?
Brenneman said, 42 years old and still going strong. I'm like,
man.
That dude's 42? I thought that was Torp. But Brady's he's got an oxygen tank and a golden shoe.
Can't sit down for more than 5 minutes.
Nobody feels worse about this than Matt Bryant. Well, yeah, he's the one who screwed it up. Nobody should feel worse. I mean, the guy's never missed a field goal all year. He's the Clayton Kershaw of yesterday's game. It's 7:13. Let's do it. What are we doing again?
Tooth grinder.
Yeah, tooth grinders. Good stuff right here. It's our wake-up song. Get this thing going. Good catching up, boys. Good catching up. I got to tell you, I enjoy coming to work and being part of this. It's a good, fun part of my day. I really like being here. But if I didn't have to, I'd sell this out in a heartbeat. If it wasn't for the money, I'll be honest with you, I'd be doing nothing all day.
Come on, I love listening to our vacation stories.
Look, there's no doubt. I like you guys a lot. But if I didn't have to come here and see your ugly faces because they pay me, I wouldn't. I'd live in a house hotel.
I understand.
And I would have Harrison come bring me breakfast every morning. It got to the point where I got a breakfast ordered and I knocked it on the floor and I stared at it for a little while and I'm like, I'm eating that. I ate my breakfast right off
that's
the floor.
That's how clean a place you're
I right. don't even care if it was clean. I was just, I was that lazy. And I wasn't going to call anybody to come pick it up.
That's funny. Toledo was eating off the floor too, down in
Mexico. It's where you eat.
Saltillo Tao.
Man, it's clean.
Didn't soak up anything.
It's out of control now.